If you or someone you love struggles with a gambling addiction, please call 1-800-GAMBLER today. And please, gamble responsibly. Hello, everyone, and welcome into another Monday episode of Sports Betting by Dummies. I'm your host, Patty Parlays. And with me from the lovely state of Florida on vacation, we got Dirty Diz. Diz, how's it going?
It's going well. I'm burnt to a crisp. I didn't wear sunscreen like an idiot, and I'm hurting, but I'm looking tan. I'm feeling good.
Awesome. And also with Diz over there is Dirty Mike. Mike, welcome.
How's it going? I'm not burnt because I wore sunscreen, and I told him to wear sunscreen, and he said, no, I want to fry. So no pity.
Yeah. Well, it's like one of you is a father and one of you isn't, so... that might have something to do with it, but also I hope you guys are having fun, relaxing, and apparently not betting, but we'll get to that here in a little bit. Make sure you check out our new website, sportsbettingbydummies.com. On there you can see the latest podcast episodes, along with our Twitter feed, and also our merch store. And then also, while we're on that topic, go ahead and check out Permaglitched Gaming if you have not. We are under the Permaglitched Gaming umbrella. They're a great group of guys who like to talk about video games, and coming soon is another podcast by those guys called The Film Boulevard, so be on the lookout for that as well. So I'm now going to go over and send it to our Florida boys, Dirty Mike and Diz, to talk about whatever it is they're going to talk about today.
Wow, thank you, Pat. Appreciate you, bub. My topic today is all about Formula One. I watched the race yesterday. Or most of it, and the broadcast is fantastic, and it's really phenomenal. They like go into the cockpits and they like go in and like you can listen to the driver's radio and what they're saying to their team and stuff, and it's fantastic. And my friend gave me his F1 TV login, so I'm pretty excited about that. The problem with Formula One is that most of the races, since they're over in Europe, they're overnight in America, but the one this weekend, the one yesterday was at 10 o'clock in the morning, American Eastern Standard Time. So that was pretty fun to watch. My story is I wanted to bet on Lewis Hamilton. My friend said Lewis Hamilton's probably going to win the race. So I wanted to bet on him. And turns out you can't bet in Florida. So all of our best bets tonight are in spirit. We cannot place these bets, but they're still going to be winners. And by the way, Lewis Hamilton ended up winning the race. So I am down bad. I am down atrocious, some might say. But pretty excited to get into Formula One. I'm going to start watching the show F1 Drive to Survive on Netflix. I've heard that's pretty good. So might become an F1 sharp here pretty soon here, Patty.
I don't hate that. You know, the more variety in our bets or the crazier we get, the more unique we get. You know, chances are we make some money off of that and we share that with our other listeners. But yeah, I guess when you guys planned your vacation, you didn't think about, oh, did the place we're going have legal sports gambling? So that's a bit of a bummer for you guys.
I probably wouldn't have came if I'd known, but that's part of it.
Cat.
Don't tell me you would have passed on a free family vacation just to sports gamble.
That's what I said. No cap.
All right, well, there you go. And I think Dirty Mike wanted to talk about the Kentucky Derby and horse racing a little bit.
Yeah, so I was super, super excited about the horse racing. And then Saturday came and went, and that 2 minutes was very uneventful considering my horse didn't win. So I'm back to not understanding horse racing. Although I will say that the Preakness is coming up in a couple of weeks, so stay tuned for that.
So, in other words, Mike realized why not a lot of people enjoy horse racing. And it's here, and then in 2 minutes it's done until the next two-minute race that's coming up in a few months, in which case we'll probably talk again the episode before about horse racing. But, yeah, that's not really surprising to me. And I'm glad, Mike, you set up a new sports gambling account on a new site to bet the one race, and now you're just stuck with it.
No, I'm just being a downer. I'll keep betting on the horses. I think that's fun. I mean, there is a sense of like excitement to go into a horse race knowing that you could win $100 if that horse wins. The one thing that was terrible when I was watching it was I couldn't tell which horse was which. So something for next time, I need to learn what color bib my horse has, because I didn't realize that going into the race. And then they're all running and I'm like, I have no idea who's who.
Yeah, that's a bit rough. Are you going to start gambling on random sports races that you can't even watch on TV?
Probably not. I'm not there yet.
Yet is the key word, but
we'll get there. That's what this pod's all about.
Yeah, clearly I'm turning all of my relatives into gambling addicts. Just remember 1-800-GAMBLER if you do have a problem.
Thanks, buddy.
Yep, I'm here for everyone. All right. So now that we've kind of talked about that, let's review our celeb bets from on Friday. Javier, our La Liga reporter, hit his second parlay, his second straight, as a matter of fact. So he is now 2-0 on the year. So when it comes to La Liga, he is probably the guy to listen to. The Podfather, unfortunately, lost his best bet. It's just a fact of the matter. If you go against the Cardinals, if you have gone against the Cardinals in the past 2 weeks, chances are you've lost. It's nothing against your picks or the teams they're playing. The Cardinals are just so damn hot right now. And then finally, the last celeb bet, our boy Miles. He had quite a few picks. His draw bet that he had hit. His two long shot value picks unfortunately lost, but his final parlay did in fact hit. So Miles is back on the winning train. Now for our best bets on Friday, your boy here, Patty Parlays, went 3-0 for the second time last week. So hot right now. Hey, I give out these best bets. You may just want to parlay those three, because I'll tell you what, if you have over the past few weeks, I mean, you've probably made some money. So, and it might be an indication that the old Hail Mary parlay may not be far behind. So let's go. Let's stay hot. Diz, how did your best bets do on Friday?
Oh, I went 1-3, but that's a little deceiving because I had two horses. Had Midnight Bourbon and Hot Rod Charlie, which neither of them won, but I was really happy for Trev because Medina Spirit won. So Trev hit as well. And I believe the Reds pulled it out. So I think Trev went 2-0 with a Kentucky Derby pick, which is immaculate. And then my other two, my Martingale hit. So my $10 Martingale paid out $13. I'm up $6 already in my two Martingale attempts. And we might just have another one on the best bets tonight. So that's a little teaser for you. And then I believe my Panthers, or I'm sorry, I had a favorites money line of Vegas and LA both beating their very inferior opponents, and Vegas lost to Arizona 3-0, and they were like -400. So that's a horrible bet. That's a horrible loss. But made up with it, broke even with the Martingale. So currently up $6 on my two Martingale tries.
Nice. And a couple notes to jump off that. One, if you hear Martingale theory and you have no idea what he's talking about, we have an episode on it. So make sure you go back and listen to that episode. You can tell what Diz is talking about with his Martingale theories. And then second, I believe Sunshine went 2-1. I believe he also had an NRSI that did not hit. So he hit Medina Spirit. So he hit his Kentucky Derby bet. Red's money line did cash, but then I think he had another NRSI that did not hit. So Sunshine is in fact hot. And shout out for him for doing more than just a Reds money line. Come on in, bro. The water feels great.
Come on.
Yeah, you're welcome for that. And also, like Mike said, we might be sending everyone into a gambling downfall. So 1-800-GAMBLER if you need it. Dirty Mike, your best bets for Friday. Were they all just your horses?
I was all in on the ponies, and now I'm all out on the ponies. So, but like Diz said, shout out to Sunshine. He bet the ponies, and he picked the right guy, so he had a nice payout.
Absolutely. I believe Medina Spirit closed at like 12-1 odds. So yeah. pretty good payday.
Yep.
All right. Now going into the best bets of the night. I've got three for you once again. Mixing up a little bit, though, we are starting off in the MLB. We're going Cardinals first five money line versus the Mets. The Cardinals are 8-2 in their last 10 games. They're coming off a hot weekend after sweeping the Pittsburgh Pirates. The bats are finally coming alive. And Wainwright, who's pitching tonight for the Cardinals, his last game, he went 9 innings and only gave up 2 earned runs. And the Mets, who the Cardinals are playing, are 4-6 in their last 10. So we're going Cardinals first 5 money line. And then if you're wondering what the first 5 means, that just means we're going first 5 innings. So you don't have to worry about the bullpen. So we're going Cardinals first 5 money line versus the Mets.
What's the value there? What's the line?
Just straight money line. I got it at like minus 122, I think.
Nice. It's good value.
So pretty good value there. Usually I try to stay away from anything that is less than minus 130, although occasionally I will, you know, stray away from that. But just in general, that's just kind of my usual rule of thumb. My next best bet of the night is coming in the NBA. We're going the Wizards -3.5 versus the Indiana Pacers. Wizards, man, the Wizards have been one of the hottest teams in the NBA. They're 6-1 against the spread their last 7. They're 10-2 straight up in their last 12. The Pacers have been decent of late, but they've played absolutely terrible teams. They beat the worst team in the league, the Oklahoma City Thunder, by like 50 points in their last game. And I just think that's all just smoke and mirrors. I think the Pacers are actually a bad team. So give me the Wizards -3.5.
Pat, did you see Sabonis had a 20-point triple-double by the first half, and now you're betting against the man?
That is correct. Yes. And again, I want to reiterate, the Thunder might be worse than like a high school basketball team right now.
Well, dramatically wrong about that, but I don't know. I'm just saying Sabonis is hot. We might trade him, so he might ball out. And so I don't know. I disagree with you on that one.
All right. Well, when we come back on the podcast on Wednesday, I'll show you that you're wrong.
Cap.
And then there's this last best bet. We're going back to the NBA. And it's that same game you told me to stay away from like a couple weeks ago.
Bro.
Knicks money line versus the Grizzlies tonight.
Dude. You can't win.
I can win because I'm getting the Knicks money line at plus 130 tonight.
Can't win.
The Knicks, 14-1 against the spread their last 15 games. Knicks, 11-1 straight up in their last 12. I know. Would you let me finish? The Knicks are underdogs tonight. So 14-1 against the spread their last 15. 11-1 straight up in their last 12. The Grizzlies, 1-3 against the spread their last 4, and of those 3 losses against the spread, they lost to the spread by an average of 18 points.
What's the spread?
The spread is Grizzlies -2.5. Give me the Knicks money line for that extra little value at plus 130, bro.
I like that you took money line instead of
the plus 2.5. Yeah, you got on me the other day for taking like a +1 or something, or a -1.
No, I agree with that play, but I just feel like all those against the spread numbers are irrelevant when you take money line, but I get why you're doing it.
Against the spread makes sense if the spread's this close and or if you're doing against the spread for a team that's going to be the underdog against the spread, like the Knicks are in this case.
Yeah, I feel you.
So give me the Knicks money line, and we'll take all of that to the bank tonight. All right, Diz, what do you got? Best bet?
I just have 2, and partly that is because I can't use FanDuel or DraftKings because I'm in Florida, which somehow Florida doesn't allow sports betting, which is wild to me. You wouldn't think Florida would be a state that hasn't allowed it yet. But I'm picking the lowest run total and doing an NRSI because I've been hitting all of my NRSIs. So I'm doing Padres, Pirates, NRSI. I believe it was the lowest run total. And I just think the Pirates are garbage. Gives me something to watch at like 9:30. Tonight, probably just tune in for that second inning, trying to find something to watch here on vacation. You know how that goes. And then my last one is a martingale. So I just spoke about how my martingale hit on Friday, and that was actually my second bet of that series. So I reset to a $5 bet. So it's a $5
right, martingale. Dirty Mike, what do you got for your best bet of the night?
The FanDuel odds boost was Mookie Betts or Corey Seager to hit one or more home runs.
Nope. It was Pelicans Mookie are Betts favored, or Chris Bryant.
Even though
Mookie Betts or Chris Bryant
had a worse record
to hit one or more home runs
Golden
tonight.
State has Steph Curry, so
miss 106.
I'm going with Golden State.
You're just going straight money line there?
Yep.
All right. I love it. Hey, I'm on that wagon tonight too. We'll get to it when we get to the Hail Mary parlay today, but that is one of my picks as well. So I'm riding with you, Big Mike.
Yeah, and then believe it or not, I'm gonna pull a sunshine here. I'm taking Reds money line. They're playing the Sox, the White Sox tonight. And sunshine can't be with us, so someone's got to do it.
I'm not sure where you're seeing that, but I don't think the Reds play tonight. They play tomorrow.
Yep, you're correct. That says Tuesday next to the game. Never mind.
Hey, that's okay, though, because you know what? We don't have an episode between tomorrow and this episode. So if you want to take Reds money line, we'll pencil that in for Tuesdays.
Yeah, there it is.
I got you. I got your back, bro. All right. It's time for the real moneymaker here. The Hail Mary parlay of the day. And I juiced it up a little bit today, boys. We got $1 to win $742.35.
So dumb, but I love it.
It's dumb until it hits, and then you're like, Patty Parlays has been a gosh dang genius this whole time. So, the first eight are in the NBA. I'm actually going Magic versus Pistons under 210.5. Wizards minus 3.5. Warriors plus 3. Trailblazers plus 2. 76ers minus 5.5. Knicks money line. Nuggets minus 3.5. And Jazz minus 7. And then the final two are in the MLB. Cardinals first five money line versus the Mets. And the Giants first five money line versus the Rockies.
I have no words.
Well, here, let's put it this way, okay? This thing's going to hit tonight. You're coming back in town on Wednesday, which happens to be Cinco de Mayo.
That's correct.
And we are raging when this thing hits tonight.
Not going to lie, I might have prior observations on Wednesday night.
Which you will drop for the $750 parlay that I'm about to hit.
Well, I will say yes because it's not going to hit. But yeah, sure. Whatever. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I'll fly Sunshine back in from Atlanta and we will have ourselves a day.
Sure will.
Well, thank you again, everyone, for listening. Make sure you check out the new website, sportsbettingbydummies.com. And we will see you on Wednesday for our Cinco de Mayo episode of Sports Betting by Dummies. Have a good night, and we'll see you all on Wednesday.